Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
It's almost 5 o'clock on RTE Radio 1 with Dundeal Motors. Find your next premium car at the home of Ireland's trusted dealerships on dundeal.ie.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
You're welcome back to Drive Time. We're only hours away now from the final of the women's 400 metres in Rome tonight, with Irish hopes riding on Rashida Adeleke and Charlene Maudsley. They both go in it, and Nicola Tuttle goes in the final of the hammer as well. There's a lot to talk about. Hopefully a lot more success tonight as well. RTÉ's Greg Allen is in Rome and he's with me now. God, it's a great night to look forward to, Greg.
Yeah, obviously, I'm getting a bit nervous already. I like being nervous because that means I think I'm anticipating something happening tonight, which is going to be as special as what happened on Friday night and what happened last night. And that is Rashida Adeleke with a really, really good chance of taking the gold medal. If she doesn't take a medal of some description, and she hasn't yet won a medal at a major championship, it would be a huge surprise if she doesn't medal, because it's really down to two athletes by the looks of things. There are no barriers in a 400 metres, so just so long as Rashida Adeleke goes to the line and runs the race that she can run, it'll be herself and Natalia Kaczmarek of Poland in the home straight, dueling for the gold medal. I think that's going to happen. And Kaczmarek, she's the world championship silver medalist. So, you know, Adeleke was fourth in that world championship final. So Kaczmarek was a few strides ahead of her. So that's the gap that Adeleke has to breach. But on times run in their careers, Adeleke has run substantially quicker than Kaczmarek, about 0.3 of a second. So you can almost counterbalance both of them and make it a sort of a 50-50 race between the two of them. They do look like the best athletes in the field by a little bit of a margin.
And then, though, Charlene Maudsley, her confidence will be sky high after the relay win.
Charlene Maudsley has just grown as an athlete, not just after the relay win. This has been coming for quite some time. Before she came to these championships, she achieved the Olympic qualifying standard, and she did it, you know, pretty safely in Poland 3 weeks ago. And with that run, breaking a barrier, which is a 51-second barrier, it's a huge barrier mentally for an athlete to break. And she just seems to have absolutely be flooded with confidence since that particular run. And her mixed relay gold the mixed relay gold here, and also the mixed relay world bronze last month. She's just an athlete who just goes out almost every single time, consistently performs at a very high level. She's ranked fifth going into this final on times run this season. But I think she's elevated further than that because of the confidence that she has and the fact that in the home straight, she is so, so strong. And she is just a beautiful runner across the track. And once she gets her head in the right place, and she's doing that brilliantly these days, I think she's got a squeak of a podium position.
It's such an exciting race as well. But the fact that we have two top-class Irish athletes in it makes it even better. Nicola Tuttle, she's 20 years of age, am I right, from Bandon? She's in the final of the women's hammer. What are the chances there, Greg?
The chances of Nicola Tuttle finishing in the top eight are pretty good, and that's what I would accept at this point. This is an event, the women's hammer, which at European level is like a world championship. The best of world hammer throwing is in Europe. For Nicola Tuttle to make this final at 20 years of age, hammer throwers go into their late 30s when they actually produce some of their best. And certainly it's an event where you gather momentum as you grow older, because it's a strength-based event. It's not a speed-based event. So athletes at this level can go into their mid to late 30s. She's only 20. One thing about Nicola Tuttle, in 2 or 3 years ago, she was the second ranked athlete in the hammer in the world at under 18 level. It's not a big surprise. Her father created a hammer throw circle with a cage on land that they have in West Cork. She's from Kilbritton, using fishing nets from Skull. It's a fabulous story.
Wow.
But she's not just someone who's coming through without any sort of fanfare. She is really, really talented and has shown it with a steady improvement to get to this point. Qualifying seventh for the final, if she gets into the top eight after three throws, she then gets three more throws for the last part of the final. And I think she's got a great chance of making the top eight. I would take that right now.
My God, I love those stories as well, the old makeshift training camp at home. Can I ask you finally and briefly, Greg, the Irish camp must be feeding off the success they've had so far there.
They are. There's a fabulous vibe in the camp. But Cormac, this has been coming for quite some time. The building blocks of Irish athletics through our underage success over the last 5 to 10 years has been building towards this. This is not some sort of pyramid that's going to collapse at some point. Irish athletics has got a base to build on, and not just in the old traditional events of middle distance and long distance, sprints, technical events. It's really beginning to happen for Irish athletics across a broad spectrum of events.
Okay, Greg Allen in Rome, thank you very much indeed, and the very best of luck to Rashida Adeleke, Charlene Maudsley and Nicola Tuttle, who go in competition and finals tonight.